impersonalists are very fond of merging into the supreme, like rivers that come down and merge into the ocean. The ocean can be compared with liberation, and the rivers with all the different paths of liberation. The impersonalists are dwelling in the river water, which eventually comes to mix with the ocean. They have no information, however, that within the ocean, as within the river, there are innumerable aquatic living entities. The sharks who dwell in the ocean do not care for the rivers which are gliding down into it. The devotees eternally live in the ocean of devotional service, and they do not care for the rivers.
This comparison that the rivers, it does not matter from which way it is coming down to the sea. When they mix together, they become one. But if this comparison is taken, that the rivers merging into the sea, and when it mixes, there is no separate existence of the river. But they do not see analogy. Analogy, according to law of analogy, the points of similarity must be one. Analogy is perfect when the points of similarity are there. Just like we say, your face is as beautiful as moon. That means the face, beauty of the face is as attractive as the moon is attractive. The points of similarity is there. We cannot say an ugly face, your face is like moon. That cannot be. There is not analogy, because there is no points of similarity. There is a law of analogy. So similarly, if you make analogy, that as the different rivers are, the water is coming down and mixing with the sea, then it becomes one. But there are other points. This is superficial vision. There is other points. The same water again becomes evaporated and again thrown on the ground, and they again glide down as rivers. There is. This is a fact. But if you go deep into the water, just like the shark fish, the comparison is given there, the shark fish is never evaporated. The shark fish is within the water of the sea, and there is no question of evaporation. The water may be evaporated. So our point is, from Shastra we can understand, jennero bindakho vimukta manina dai astabhavad abhishuddha buddhaya arujya kritchena parang padang tata padanti adha anadhita jusmat angraya. The point is that simply mixing with the sea water is not final salvation. Because the same example, the water is evaporated, again turns into cloud, then again falls, the same water again falls on the ground, then again glides down. So that is not very safe position. But if we take shelter of the ocean as a fish, then there is no question of evaporation. Just try to understand this analogy. Similarly, brahmeti, paramatmeti, bhagavan iti sabdat. The absolute truth is realized in three different features. Brahma, impersonal brahma, brahmeti, localized paramatma. The Lord is situated in every earth's heart. Localized paramatma. And Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Mayavadi philosophy is that because God is everything, therefore there is no separate existence of God. This is Mayavadi. God is everything, that's all right. But that does not mean God loses his existence. This is material conception. The material conception is that you take anything. Suppose you take a piece of paper and you make it into small pieces and throw it, then the original paper has no existence. So the Mayavadi philosophers, they are thinking like that. If God is everything, that's a fact, God is everything. But that does not mean that God is lost of his own existence. That is material. Purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avasishyate. This is the basic information. You take, here we have got experience, 1 minus 1 equal to 0. But we get the Vedic information, the 1 minus 1 equal to 1, 1 plus 1 equal to 1. Purnasya purnamadaya, purnameva avasishyate. You take whole thing, but still, advaita achyuta, achyuta, advaita. God may expand himself in some ekam bahushyama. He has expanded himself as Sāṅśa and Vibhinnāṅśa. As Sāṅśa means Vishnu Tattva. Just like Krishna, Balaram, Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Aniruddha, Padyumna, Narayan, Vishnu, Mahavishnu, Garbhata Chaya Vishnu, so many. Ananta, Advaita Achyuta, Ananta Rupam. The Ananta Rupam, that does not mean the original, Krishna Sthu Bhagavan Sam, he is lost. No. He is not lost. He is there. Although he has expanded himself. We are also expansion of Krishna. We are Vibhinnāṅśa. We are small particles, not with the full power. The Vishnu expansion, they are with full power. We living and we are also expansion. Ekam bahushyama. That one God has become many. As Vishnu Tattva, as Vishnu energy, as Vishnu Sāṅśa, as Vishnu Vibhinnāṅśa, so many he has expanded. Just like the sun, you can understand. What is this material world? It is the expansion of sun's heat and light, that's all. Any scientist knows. But there are so many varieties. Of expansion. It is due to the sunshine that the trees are growing in different foliage, different color. As there are so many fruits and flowers, they're growing. And as soon as there is no sunshine, everything becomes desert. There are 7 colors in the sunshine. From material point of view, you can understand how much potential is God, Krishna. Parasa brahmana shakti sarvidam akhilam jagat. Parasa brahmana shakti. Our philosophy is that God, everything is God. That is shakti parinamba. He is everything by his potency. Not that he is finished. That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Aham sarvamidam tatam jagat abhaktam bhutina. In my impersonal feature, I am spread all over the universe, all over the world. Aham sarvamidam tatam jagat abhaktam bhutina. Masthani sarvabhutani nahang teshu avasthi. Everything is resting on me, but it is not that I am there. So this philosophy, devotional service is not only mixing, but to remain steady, engaged. The same example. The reverse, that is superficial. We are seeing the ocean superficially. There is no varieties. Simply water, simply water, simply water. But if you go deep into the water, there are so many varieties. So many varieties. Similarly, simply entering, merge into the Brahma effulgence, Brahma Jyoti, that is not secure position. The secure position is within the Brahma Jyoti, that is explained in the Isopanishad. Within the Brahma Jyoti, there are planets, Vaikuntha planets. So you have to take shelter in one of the planets. Just like the fish, the comparison, the fish, the shark fish, he has taken shelter of the ocean. Therefore, for him there is no evaporation. The water, although it is also sea water, but that is subjected to be evaporated. So, simply by entering into the Brahma effulgence is not safe. Āricca kṛcchena param padam tata patanti adha. So, our Bhakti Rasamrita teaches, just become a short fish, or even a small fish. You see, there are many types of fishes. Even a small fish, that also not become evaporated. That remains in this water, because it has taken shelter completely of the ocean. Similarly, if you take shelter of Krishna, of the lotus feet of Krishna, there is no chance of falling down. Āruccha kṛcchena param padam tato patanti adha anādhita yusmadam. Those who are not taking shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is chance of falling down. Brahma Satya Jagat Mithya, they take shelter of Brahma and reject this world, material world, as mithya. But unless they take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, he cannot stay there. He has to again come back. That is the position. Therefore, bhakti yoga is secure mukti. Mukti means to be engaged in the service of the Lord. We are serving in this material world. Everyone is serving. But this is not mukti. This is our anatha rupa. We are serving just like I am serving my country. I am Indian. I am very much feeling compassion for my Indian brothers. Similarly, Americans are feeling, Chinese are feeling, and different. Then we have met compartment. No. If you feel as Krishna conscious, that feeling is permanent. Otherwise, this feeling, temporary, this is a fact. Now I have got Indian body, suppose. The next life, there is no guarantee. And human body. Next life, even if I get Indian body, if I become a cow or goat, then I will be sent to the slaughterhouse. These are not guarantees. This is anatha rupa. How are this change of body, that is our anatha rupa. We must be fixed up in our own rupa, swarupa, swarup siddhi. It is called swarup siddhi. Swarup siddhi means to be engaged in the service of Lord. That is real mukti. Mukti hitta anatharupam sarupena avasthiti. Purification. Sarvapadhi binin muktam. One has to become free from all designation. We are designated now. I am working as American, I am working as family man, I am working as this, that. These are all designations. when I shall work as eternal servant of Krishna, that is real bhakti. That is Krishna consciousness.
The devotees eternally live in the ocean of devotional service and they do not care for the rivers.
Just like the shark fish, they do not come into the river. That means those who are nitya mukta, eternally liberated, they do not come into this material world. They do not. There are two kinds of living entities: nitya mukta and nitya baddha. Nitya baddha, we are, those who are in this material world, we are eternally conditioned. Eternally conditioned in this way, because I am changing my body one after another. As I am desiring, I am getting my next body. This body I am creating, my next body. Again, when I shall get next body, I shall create another body. So this is going on. And because it is going on, when it has begun and when it is going to end, that we do not know, therefore it is called nitya, eternal. Actually it is not eternal. But we do not know when I have begun my material existence. At least we can think that since this material, this term of material creation was there, I began my life. But no, that is not actual fact. The actual fact is, when there was no creation, I was submerged into the body of Narayana, Mahavishnu. And when there is again creation, I come out. So when I was submerged into the body of Mahavishnu, before that my activities began in this material world. Bhutta bhutta praliyate. So we are given chance, when there is creation, another cosmic manifestation, we are given chance. Now we take another chance, come back, home, back home, back to home, back to God. But we misuse this chance. On account of our ignorance, we misuse this chance, especially this human form of body. There is a chance. We can go back to home, back to Godhead. Therefore the Shastras are there, the Vedas are there, the Upanishads are there. Why? To give us information, to awaken us, uttishtata, jagrata, praptaparanibodhata, the Vedas says. Now you wake up, take advantage, praptaparan, you have got this boon. You fulfill your mission. Don't rot in this material world. Krishna himself comes. He to recall us. Sarva dharma paritajya mamekam saranam raja. But still we cannot understand him. We say Krishna is dark. Krishna is unknown. Why Krishna is unknown? Krishna is giving his own identification. And I am authority of explaining Bhagavad Gita, I say Krishna is unknown. Just see the person. I am writing comments on Bhagavad Gita for misleading others. And personally, when I ask what you know, the Krishna is unknown too. This is going on. Krishna is declaring himself, Aham sarvasya prabhava, matta sarvam pravartate, iti matya bhajante bhang budha bhava samanit. I am the origin of all creation. Aham sarvasya prabhava, matta sarvam prabhava, everything emanates from me. Aham adirhi devanam. Krishna says, devanam, devanam means beginning with Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesha. Then other devas, Indra, Chandra. So Krishna says, I am Adirhi Divana. And the Rishina, all the rishis. Then Prakriti, Maya Dakshina Prakriti Syate Sacharacharam. Under my superintendence, this material world is working. Mame Vija Prabhadante, Maya Me Tang Charantite, Matta Paradarang Nanya, Kinchisasti Dharanjaya, Marmala, Bhagavan Bhakta, Madhyaji Magna. Everything Krishna is declaring, and the rascal is Krishna is unknown. Just see the fall. And he is explaining Bhagavad Gita. He should have explained that Krishna is the origin of everything. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Instead of his posing that Krishna is unknown, he is black, dark. Our philosophy is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Krishna Surya Sama Maya Andaka Jaha Krishna Taha Nahi Maya Rodhika. Krishna is just like sun, Surya Sama. Maya is Andaka, not Krishna is Andaka. And because Krishna, this Krishna word sometimes means darkness, so Krishna has become dark. He becomes unknown. Actually, wherever there is Krishna, there is no more darkness, there is no more ignorance. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Andaka Jaha Krishna Taha Nahi Maya Radhika. So actually, such persons, they do not know what is Krishna, but they have the audacity out of their so-called puffed-up education. They try to explain Krishna. That is not possible. That is not possible. Krishna can be explained who knows about Krishna. And who knows Krishna? Only the devotee knows. Bhaktyamava Vijayanath. Not that because one has got very advanced knowledge, he can understand Krishna. That is not possible. Naham prakasa yugumaya samabhita. I am not supposed to be exposed to all this nonsense. He says, Krishna says, Bhaktyamam Vijanati, Javanjaschami Tattata. Actually, what I am, Tattata, in truth, that can be understood through devotion. To love of Krishna, Bhaktosi, Priyosimi. Everything is there, clear. And if you are not Bhakta, if you are philosopher, that's right, remain philosopher. Why you try to touch Krishna? That is not your subject matter. Don't poke your nose in that subject matter. Don't mislead others, nonsense. You go to hell, that is another thing. But why you are pushing others to the hell? That is our protest. That is our protest. You go to hell. Dānaham diśata kurunān kīvāmi ajasya andu jyoni, Krishna said. Because they are cruel, they are envious of Krishna. They know Krishna is describing himself like this. Still he says Krishna is unknown. This is cruel, hinsa. So in this way we cannot understand Krishna. We must understand Krishna by the mercy of Krishna. Atasya Krishna namadina bhavet grahyam indriyai. The Krishna cannot be understood by these blunt senses. It is not possible. Sarvapadhi vinir muktam tatparatena nirmanam. When one becomes purified after being free from all kinds of designation, that is the beginning. Brahma bhuta prasannatma nasuchati nakankati samas sarvesu bhutesu mad bhakti labhate para. There begins bhakti. Evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogata bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate. Only the muktas, those who are conditioned, they cannot understand Krishna. They will say Krishna is dark, Krishna is unknown, Krishna is black, that's all. Because he is seeing with his eyes. Krishna is not unknown. Krishna known only to the devotees. Atha piti devo padam bhujadam prasad lishan grihita eva janati tattam athapi te deva. My dear Lord, by your mercy, one who has got a little fragmental portion of your mercy, prasad lesha, prasad means mercy, and lesha means very small portion. Anyone who has got a little portion of your mercy, he cannot athapi te deva padam bujata prasad leshanu grihita eva janati tattva. He can understand. Yachana ekopi chiram vichinna. Others, they can go on speculating on their philosophy for millions of years. Still they will not be able to understand. They will not be able to understand. Simply futile. Simply futile. They cannot. Therefore Krishna says, the surrender entry. If you don't surrender entry, you do not become my devotee. I will not be exposed to you. I am not so cheap. Krishna is not so cheap. But he is cheap to the devotees. Vedesu durlava adurlava atma vaktau. Vedesu durlava. If you simply try to understand Krishna by the strength of your Vedic study, so-called Vedic study, because that is fully studied, he doesn't know. That is the test. If he one does not understand Krishna, his Vedic study is simply waste of time. Maya apurita jnana. The test will be whether he has understood Krishna. If one has studied Vedas, the test will be whether he understands Krishna. Vedashta sarvai ahameva vidyam. If he is missing Krishna, Krishna is unknown. Then all his study is useless, waste of time. Useless, waste of time. This is the verdict of the Shastra. So those one who does not understand Krishna, his knowledge is not at all advanced. What to speak of perfection? There is no question of perfection. Perfection of knowledge is surrendering unto Krishna. Bhavanam janmanamante jnanaman mang prabhadate vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudullam. So, this is the position. So, one who does not understand Krishna, if they speak to the public about Krishna, about Bhagavad Gita, then nonsense, simply misleading people. Handaja thandaira puniyamana te pita santra urudhami vadhya. They are themselves blind and they are other blind men there also. Therefore they do not get any profit out of it. So many Gita Gyan, Gita Bharsan is going on, but still they are in the same darkness. Same darkness. Not a single step is forward. Why? Well, that is not the way of understanding Krishna. Bhaktyam Abhijana. Tadvijnanatham sagurumeva vigacche. Tadviddhi pranipadena pariprasnena sivaya upadakshanti tadgyan. Jnanina tattadarishina. Such you have to approach a jnani who has seen the truth. And how the truth can be seen? Bhaktamam avijanati javan jaschami tattva. The tattadarishina and tattva. It is through the devotional side. Atasya Krishna, there are so many versions about this thing. Atasya Krishna namadi na bhavet grahyam indriya sevanam kehi juhado same vaspuratam. Krishna reveals. You cannot order Krishna, please come here, I will see you. No, that is not possible. Krishna is not your order supply. Krishna is the supreme law. You have to surrender, then Krishna will reveal. Being pleased by your service, he'll reveal. Not that because you are a very nice scholar, you know, much ABCD, Krishna will come to you. No, Krishna is not subjected to such order supplying agency. Yes, go on.
Srila Rupa Goswami prays to his spiritual master, Srila Sanatana Goswami, for the protection of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the ocean of the pure nectar of devotional service, from the argumentative logicians who unnecessarily meddle in the science of service to the Lord.
Yes. Logicians, Nayayik, what is called? Mimamsa. Mimamsa. Mimamsa, Jara. So, Krishna is not subjected to this logic, Mimamsa, grammar. No, Krishna is transcendental. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, bhaja-govindam, mudamati. Prapti sanni hite marane, nahi-nahi rakshati duking kar. Duking, duprataya, kinprataya, these are grammatical juggling. So, these Mayavadis, they coin words by grammatical juggling. This word may be meant, meaning like this. There are grammatical jugglery. Then naya jugglery. So they take advantage of this jugglery. Krishna is not subjected to this jugglery of words. Krishna keeps always his independence. And if you fulfill the condition, if you surrender unto him, then he will be revealed unto you. Not by your jugglery of words. That is not possible.
He compares their arguments and logic to volcanic eruptions in the midst of the ocean.
Yes, sometimes they create havoc. Because these Mayavadis, Krishna gives them intelligence. Because he wants to, he puts forward his logic to kill Krishna or to forget Krishna. Krishna has to give his intelligence. Yes, you talk like this so that he'll forget forever. Yes. You talk like this. Tasmiti jnanam apohanam, so Krishna says. Sarvasya chaham ridhisannivishta. Mattasmiti jnanam apohanam. Krishna can give it. If you actually want Krishna, he'll give you intelligence. Dadami buddhi jyogantam. Jinamam upajati. Krishna is very cunning also. This man is trying to forget me, to mislead others. Not mislead, he is misleading himself. Others cannot be misled for the time being. But he is misled for good. Tanaham disatat kurulan khipami ajasam kujyamishu. These asuras, on account of their enviousness upon Krishna, to prove that there is no Krishna, there is no God, so these people are put into andhajoni. Andhajoni means in such, just like animals, they cannot understand about Krishna. Kibami andhajoni. That is Krishna's punishment. That he wants to forget me, he wants to kill me. All that, he let him be put into such birth that he may not know what is Krishna for many, many births. Yes.
In the midst of the ocean, such volcanic eruptions can do very little harm. And similarly, those who are against devotional service to the Lord and who put forward many philosophical theses about the ultimate transcendental realization cannot disturb this great ocean of devotional service.
Sometimes everyone knows there is volcanic eruption in the ocean. What does it harm to the ocean? It throws out some lava. Some little island may come out, but what is the harm to the ocean? Similarly, these rascals may go on with that philosophy for killing Krishna. That does not harm Krishna consciousness movement. It will go up. This ocean will never be disturbed by these so-called philosophies. This will never be disturbed.
The author of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami, very humbly submits that he is just trying to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, although he humbly thinks himself unfit for this work.
Yes, every Vaishnava, that is Vaishnava Sadhaka, humble, tinadapi sunichena, tarorapi sahisuna. Although Vaishnava knows everything, still he presents himself very humble, lower than the straw, humbler than the tree. Tinadapi sunichena, tarorapi sahisuna. Amanina, then don't. A devotee does not claim any so-called popular respect, false respect. Then go on with their Krishna consciousness movement. If anyone wants some honor, he gives everyone honor. For him, he does not want anyone. What honor he'll take? This material honor. Prahlad Maharaj, when he was offered benediction by Lord Nrisingadev, he'll take any kind of benediction. So, Prahlad Maharaj replied, "My dear Lord, I am born of a father, passionate, and I am always greedy about material opulence, naturally, because my father was like that. So you are offering benediction. I can ask from you any kind of material opulence. I know that. But what I shall do with these material opulences? I've seen my father was so strong materially that when he was angry, even the demigods trembled. You are so powerful. Now everything is finished within a second by you. So what is the value of this material opulence? Why shall I ask you all this nonsense? Kindly engage me in the service of your servant that I want. This is devotion. They don't want anything. Kindly engage me. Nijunkamam atvada se. That is the prayer. The devotees, they do not want anything material. They are not captivated by so-called followers. No. Na dhanang na janang. Janang means followers. Na dhanang na janang na sundaring kavidan va jagadisha kaam. What is this false power? Hekus chandas namo hati nachatara sahasa. If one disciple is enlightened with Krishna consciousness, he can work as the moon. Otherwise, so many foolish followers, what they will do? Just like stars, thousands and millions of stars, they cannot do it. One moon is sufficient. Ekas chandas tamahanti, nachatara sahasra. So, this Krishna consciousness movement, it is not required that everyone will be follower. That is not possible, because it is very difficult. But still, if one follower, sincere follower is there, it will go. It will go. Nobody can stop it.
That should be the attitude of all preachers of the Krishna consciousness movement, following in the footsteps of Srila Rupa Goswami. We should never think of ourselves as great preachers, but should always consider that we are simply instrumental to the previous acharyas.
Yeah. Well, we should not be very much proud that I have created wonderful. Why what wonderful? I am not a magician that I can create wonderful. Sometimes people give me so much honor. Swamiji, you have created wonderful. I do not feel that I have created wonderful. What I have done? I am not a magician. I do not know how to create wonderful. I am simply Bhagavad Gita, presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. That's it. If there is any credit, this is only credit. Anyone can do that. The Bhagavad Gita is there, and anyone can present Bhagavad Gita as it is. It will act wonderfully. I am not a magician. I do not know the tricks and magics and the yoga siddhi and creating like this. I have no such power. Neither I do it. My only credit is I do not want to mix with this pure Bhagavad Gita teaching any rascal now. That's all. That is my claim. And whatever little miracle has been done, only on this principle. That's all.
Simply by following in their footsteps, we may be able to do something for the benefit.
The same thing. Our purpose should be to satisfy our predecessors. Tadero charano sevi bhakto sane ba. Janame janame mor eyo vilas. We cannot deviate from the path of the previous acharyas. We must strictly follow. That is the qualification. We must follow their instruction. Therefore, I repeatedly say to my students that you chant Hare Krishna mantra 16 rounds and follow the regulative principles. Your strength is there. He'll be just like Himalayan mountain. Nobody can push him. Very simple thing. It is so powerful. Yahavit is Harvasiddhi Haivaji, this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu place. Don't deviate from the instruction. Then you will stand as strong as the Himalayan mountain. Very simple thing. Anyone can do. We are asking, following the footsteps of predecessor Rupa Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction through Rupa Goswami, Rupanuga. Therefore, we are called Rupanuga, Anuga. Anuga means following, following the footsteps of Rupanuga. So, as the Rupa Goswami is following his predecessor, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we have to follow our predecessor. Then we will be successful. There is no doubt about it. Nobody can do any harm. Kodya pratyanehi name bhakta pranasati. If you stick to the principle of following the footsteps of previous predecessor, evam parampara pratam. Don't add anything, don't subtract anything. Present as it is and keep your spiritual strength intact, then the preaching will go on. Nobody can disturb. That's all.